Two of the biggest barriers facing ex-offenders when they leave prison is the lack of a legal ID card to show to employers or potential landlords, and the lack of money to buy basic necessities like food. This week, the Joint Finance Committee approved measures to break down those barriers. By next year, all inmates headed for release will be issued legal state IDs and get help in applying for food stamps before they walk out the prison gates. Democratic State Representative Mark Pocan says the food stamp assistance is crucial for ex-offenders trying to turn their lives around.
Because of how the process for applications for food stamps go, you have to wait till you get out, then it's about a three-week lag. So if you don't have a job and you're just released and you may not have the community support, you also can't eat. Well, that doesn't make any sense because we want people to go and get a job and do what they need to start paying their debt back and be a member of society.
The IDs and food stamp assistance will also reduce the workload for community organizations like Milwaukee's Project Return. Director Wendell Hruska says the less time his staff spends on helping ex-offenders meet their basic needs, the more time they can spend on finding them jobs or housing.
If somebody comes into us needing help with identification, whether it be getting their birth certificate or getting a state ID or something, that's just that much money away from helping individuals with transportation costs or helping individuals with maybe getting some steel-toed boots for the job or something along those lines.
Hruska says the help inmates will now get in prison to prepare them for release is likely to reduce the recidivism rate. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.